The Titanic by Gwen.
Sam.
Cole.
Aaron.
And Mariah.
April 10th, 1912. The entrance to the Titanic was simple but elegant. The wooden staircase was detailed, with carefully hand-placed tiles beneath my feet. Next thing I knew, John was running up the steps and out of my view.
Welcome aboard, folks. You're in great hands.
The mahogany hallways are extravagant. These halls are beautiful. The mahogany is so detailed. What do you think, Noah?
They're acceptable.
He and I had many disagreements, and on such stupid topics. Now I see how much he made me unhappy, and how selfish he was.
Let's go upstairs on the deck and wave goodbye to the land.
April 15th, 1912, 8 p.m. Everything changed. I was preparing for bed. John was gone. At first, I didn't think much of it. Then, it had been a long time since I had seen him.
John? John, where are you?
What's all this yelling for?
Do you know where John went?
No, haven't seen him. You go look for him, and I'll stay here to see if he comes back.
It was very selfish of him to say that. In my mind, that meant, you go alone, and I'll stay here, doing nothing, and if he comes back, I won't try and find you to tell you.
Fine.
I spent over an hour looking for John. I finally found him, playing with other boys his age. When I found him, it felt like 100 pounds off my shoulders.
Oh, hey, Mom. Need something?
Jonathan Rosen, I've been searching for you all throughout the Titanic. You need to tell either me or your father that you're leaving.
But I did tell Father.
What?
April 15th, 1912, 11:40 p.m.
You knew that John had left?
Oh, yes. I suppose I did. I must have forgotten.
Is everything okay?
What was that?
And I'll tell you what it was. It was the sound of the Titanic slamming into a huge iceberg. Attendants ran around the ship, ordering people to collect their life jackets.
To the top deck! This is not a drill!
The people traveling in first class had it easy. The top deck was their territory, and they got to the lifeboats first. People in second class compartments had to run up the stairs, trying desperately to get through the tight crowd to safety. The folks riding third class were terrified. They were in the bottom of the Titanic, where the water would hit first, and the crew members wouldn't let them upstairs until everyone else was on the deck. So all they could do was wait.
John, grab your things.
Mom, what's happening?
They're getting women and children on the boats first. Everything's gonna be okay.
The first boat hit the water. It was only half full.
Hurry up, John. We need to get to the deck.
What about Dad?
Go with your mother.
We have to get through the crowd.
Mom, slow down.
I felt his hand slip away, blocked by two grown men who shouldn't have been this far up the crowd. That was the last time I ever saw John. An attendant pulled me to the boat. The boat dropped, and we rowed away. I heard the screams of the icy water hitting the innocent people. I saw Noah, helping a woman to a piece of drifting wood. Then, he stopped moving.
A rescue ship! It's coming!
And it was. The Carpathia came, and out of 2,228 passengers and crew, only 705 survived.